I've been playing all weekend with the new iPhone 11 as a camera. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. I know you want to hear all about it. For the first time in years, there's actually a real difference photographically with the new 11 Pro models. Two big things. Now you have three lenses instead of two on the previous Plus models, and you have the ability to shoot in virtual darkness. Both are really cool. The third lens is probably the thing that you'll use more often. The darkness thing is a gimmick, but what a gimmick. I invite you to take a look. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jefferson Graham, or go to usatoday.com and check out our gallery, and you'll see the images, you'll see the photos, you'll see it all. I also have some on my website, jeffersongraham.net. How's that for a lot of promotion? Let me tell you about what's going on. The third lens is an ultra wide angle, similar to a GoPro or the lens that went on the Samsung Galaxy S10 earlier this year. It's a little less distorted. Apple is a little better photographically than Samsung. So that's really cool. Basically what it does is it will open up your landscape shot and give you a much wider point of view. If you're taking a picture of a mural in downtown LA like I did, it will get the whole mural as opposed to just part of it. In the past, I would have to reach to a panorama. Night mode, you can shoot in total darkness and get a really, really nice looking shot that looks like it was lit. What you will have to do is hold the camera steady. Apple is basically taking 8 photos of the same shot and merging them all together to bring in the brightness and the better colors. It's similar to HDR photography, and it's pretty cool. I think you'll have a lot of fun with it. What you will not get is great lighting tricks for video. It's the same video. So if you're gonna try to shoot a video in low light, it's gonna look pretty bad. I was kind of surprised. The video on good light is as great as any iPhone has ever been. The iPhones are expensive. It's not cheap getting these great cameras. You'll only get them if you're gonna spend $1,000 or $1,100 to start on the iPhone 11 Pro or 11 Pro Max. If you've got an older phone and you only take average daylight shots, you're not gonna see that much of a difference. I defy you to find the difference, but on the low light and the third lens, worthy addition. If you got the bucks, go for it. Questions, look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Thanks for listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.